Harper Audio presents 104 Horses, a memoir of farm and family, Africa and exile, by Mandy Retzlaff, read by Polly Lee. Prologue. They set out as night was falling, but it is almost dawn and there has been no sign of my husband or our horses. I stand on the wide veranda of the old colonial farmhouse, trying to make out shapes in the early morning gloom. Before Pat left, he told me to get some sleep, but he has done this before. Midnight missions to rustle our own horses off land we no longer own, and I know how it goes. Tonight, there is no way I can close my eyes. Whenever I do, all I see is images of the terrible things that might be happening even now, my husband so near to me, yet surrounded by men who might block the roads and build up barricades to stop him from getting out. Consumed by thoughts like that, I can do nothing but wait. It is September 2002, and it has been only 12 hours since the Land Rover arrived at the gates of Beery Farm, our home in Zimbabwe, southern Africa, for the past 9 months. Beery Farm stands 10 kilometers across the veld from where I now stand, but it might as well be in another world.